Raising refrigerant lines with flowing nitrogen. Why you push a trickle of dry nitrogen through copper while you braise refrigerant joints, how to set the flow, and how skipping it loads the system with black scale that wrecks meter in devices and compressors. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Braising with flowing nitrogen means you run a slow trickle of dry nitrogen gas through the copper tubing the whole time you're heating and braising a joint. It's not optional on a refrigerant system. The nitrogen pushes the oxygen out so the inside of the hot copper can't oxidize. Skip it and you build a system that's slowly poisoning itself from the inside. How it works? When you heat copper red hot in the presence of oxygen, the inside surface oxidizes and forms a black, flaky scale called cupric oxide. It looks like soot inside the tube. That scale doesn't stay put. The moment the system runs, refrigerant and oil sweep that loose black flake downstream, and it lodges in the smallest passages it can find. The TXE port, the fixed orifice, the filter dryer, the compressor's oil galleries. Nitrogen is inert and dry. If you keep the inside of the tube blanketed in nitrogen while it's hot, there's no oxygen present to react with the copper, so no scale forms. The joint comes out clean and bright on the inside instead of black. That's the entire point. A clean system, not a contaminated one. In the field, set up a dedicated nitrogen rig, a nitrogen cylinder, a regulator with a flow meter or a low pressure gauge, and a hose that ties into the line set. Many techs braise an AT or use the system's own service port to introduce the nitrogen. Set a low, steady flow, a trickle, not a blast. You want gentle positive pressure that displaces air, not a windstorm, that cools the joint and blows your braise around. A flow you can just barely feel on the back of your hand at the open end is about right. Purge before you light the torch. Let nitrogen flow for a bit to sweep the air out of the section first. Then start heating. Keep it flowing the entire time you heat and braise. Leave an outlet. Nitrogen has to go somewhere. Keep the far end open, or open a port, so the gas flows through and out. A sealed system with nitrogen pumped in just builds pressure and won't protect anything. Protect heat-sensitive components. Pull the TXV power head or wrap it and keep it cool. Same for service valve seats and Schrader cores. Heat sink or remove anything with rubber or plastic near the joint. Let it cool under nitrogen. Then transition to a pressure test. Once joints are cool, you bump the nitrogen up to pressure test for leaks before pulling a vacuum. Normal values and targets. Braising purge flow, very low. Think a couple of CFH cubic feet per hour, just enough for a faint, steady flow out the open end. You are displacing air, not pressurizing. Braising alloy for copper. Copper, a 15% silver phosphorus sulfose rod is self-fluxing on copper and the everyday choice. Copper to brass or copper to steel joints need flux and usually a higher silver rod. Joint temperature. Braising happens well above soldering. The copper goes a dull cherry red. You're flowing the rod by the heat of the base metal, not melting it with the flame directly. Pressure test after braising. Dry nitrogen to the test pressure the manufacturer specifies for that equipment. Then hold and watch for a drop. Common faults and what they mean. Black flaky scale inside a cut joint. Braised without nitrogen or the flow stopped. Expect downstream restriction problems. Restricted TXV or piston. High superheat. Low capacity on a new install. Classic oxide scale or flux migration plugging the metering device. Repeat filter dryer loading slash dryer going restrictive fast. The system is full of braising debris it's trying to catch. Pinholes or a porous joint. Overheated, dirty, or oxidized base metal. Often the same no nitrogen sloppiness showing up as a weak joint. Tech tips and gotchas. The single most common shortcut in the trade is I'll just braise it fast without nitrogen. That black scale is invisible until you cut the tube open or until the metering device plugs 3 weeks later and you're back for a no cool. Flowing nitrogen costs you 2 minutes of setup and saves a comeback. Don't confuse the braising trickle with the pressure test. They use the same cylinder but they're different jobs. A whisper of flow while hot, then a real pressure charge to leak check after it's cool. Keep the flame moving and heat the joint evenly. If you only heat one side, the rod won't pull all the way around and you get a partial joint that holds nitrogen, but fails under operating pressure and vibration later. Cap your nitrogen purged lines immediately when you pause. The minute you stop flowing nitrogen and walk away, you're letting humid air back into clean copper. Never substitute oxygen, CO2, or shop air for nitrogen. Oxygen is exactly what you're trying to keep out, and shop air carries moisture. Only dry nitrogen does the job. Safety slash code notes. Always regulate the nitrogen. A full cylinder sits at very high pressure, well over 2000 psi. A regulator is mandatory. Never connect a bare cylinder to a refrigerant system. and never pressure test with an unregulated bottle. An overpressurized component can rupture violently. Pressure testing refrigerant systems with oxygen is a serious explosion hazard. Oxygen plus the compressor oil can detonate. Use dry nitrogen only. Brazing produces high heat and UV. Wear shaded eye protection. Keep a fire watch and clear combustibles. Brazing inside a structure falls under hot work safety practices. Refrigerant piping joints and testing are governed by the Mechanical Code. The Mechanical Code Section 1107 for refrigerant piping. Indiana enforces the Mechanical Code and the equipment listing. Test to the manufacturer's specified pressures.